Learn about the healing power of magic mushrooms in author Brian Jackson's new book, Mushroom Medicine, now available at Amazon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
So does he. He's Alex Jones.
All right.
On the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Corsi doesn't have but one other article to do today. A very hardworking guy. So he's going to save us till 20 after. And I appreciate that because he's a busy guy. I want to get his take on election 2016. I want to get his take on stuff like New York City Council considers allowing non-citizens to vote. Illinois is doing that as well. Court moles receiving and revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. I wanted to put bookends on the Iran geopolitical situation. Then I wanted to come back in the next longer 12-minute segment and get into the other issues, cover the waterfront. But Dr. Corsi, you know, Boehner was just in Israel, and he said the world's on fire. It was interesting to see him tell the truth for a change as he helps Obama keep Obamacare in and the rest of it. Am I wrong, or is the political elite getting more reckless or feckless? I mean, what's going on? Because I really try to track their activities, and more it seems like they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think you've got the last 2 years here, the Obama administration, and there's kind of a rush to the finish line to see how many agendas can on the radical left can be put into place by fiat, by executive order, or certainly with a dysfunctional Congress unable to oppose, Boehner and McConnell and the Senate are not able very effectively to oppose Obama. So the left feels it's got a free run to the finish here to open the borders, which they're doing very aggressively, to weaken the support for Israel. I mean, I think the Middle East will continue to descend into chaos, and Iran will now advance to nuclear weapons with more money to support its terrorist activities once the sanctions are lifted. The international situation is desperate. I think Christians should not even contemplate going to the Middle East for hardly any reason. I mean, still safe to visit Israel, but again, I wouldn't go much beyond Israel in the Middle East. It's a desperate situation of chaos, and the world is on fire. You've got Russia in the same time exerting its influence, opposing NATO. I mean, I think we're much closer to a nuclear war than we've ever been since maybe the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And the nature of the nuclear war, I think, is coming, will be more of a local or regional nuclear war, where Russia may use a nuclear weapon against one of the Baltic states, or you may end up with an Israel strike on Iran, which turns into a nuclear exchange. These things are possible now, and if Iran gets nuclear weapons or appears to be imminently getting nuclear weapons, all the other countries like Saudi Arabia will begin working immediately with Pakistan to get nuclear weapons, and the entire regional conflict in the Middle East will go from chaos and conventional weapons very quickly to chaos with nuclear weapons.
Those are really strong words, but a lot of analysts are saying the same thing, that we've never been in more danger, that this is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. You've got the Russians and the United States and Israel trying to legitimize the use of tactical nuclear weapons, which it seems is really hard to keep control of. It's just a crazy time. And then, I'm no fan of Putin, but then I'm really no fan of Soros helping stir up Ukraine. It just seems like America really has lost moral high ground, and we're now just down there with the rest of them. It just seems like a degeneration.
Well, the chaos, and again, you know, the whole moral relativism of the left, the chaos that comes from the kind of breakdown of structures, moral structures and structures that have traditionally defined the post-war world, we're entering into a very kind of fluid period of time. I mean, I can see, I don't think the EU is going to stay together. I think Greece is on the way out. If the EU begins to break up, we're going to see, you know, again, a return to the problems, the fiscal problems that we had worldwide in 2008, 2009. I think the coming problems with the magnitude of world debt that there is today are going to dwarf what we saw in 2008.
And that's my next question. I want to come back on the economy, which you've got a degree in from Harvard, a doctorate. I want to look, Dr. Corsi, at another Harvard alumni, Larry Summers, saying this is why the U.S. lost its superpower status, according to Larry Summers, with the new China Investment Bank. I want to look at the big global view straight ahead with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up after Dr. Corsi leaves us. You know, Obama's always having flies land all over him. It's happening constantly, even in the White House. And then he impresses the public by being able to kill the flies with his lightning-fast bullfrog, I guess, reflexes. But video, it's up on drudgereport.com. We're linking to it on InfoWars.com. Bees swarm, interrupts Obama storytelling, children scream. Isn't that interesting? Meanwhile, smart meters to bust water abusers in California. Water company to ration supplies for 26 cities to train you to accept higher prices. That's what that's really all about. More scientists doubt salt as bad for you, as government says. I have a stack of news I'm going to be getting into. Some of the news also up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. Since you are an economist, I wanted to get into this investment bank that first the U.S. wasn't going to be part of. Now it is. It's led by the communist Chinese. Larry Summers has come out in an op-ed piece, Zero Hedge has it, and said, basically, we haven't joined global government enough. We haven't been enthusiastic enough, even though we've helped lead it. So we're going to be left behind by the Asian Union. Meanwhile, U.S. defense chief says influence at risk without Asia trade pact. That's Reuters. That's what the globalists said in the 70s. We'll create the Asian Union, European Union, American Union, have those unions compete, run by the same people, getting people to give up more and more of their power to a central group, claiming that'll make us prosperous as we actually become enslaved and signed on to the global derivatives overhang. And that's been the plan since 1976, the Trilateral Commission. And then here's Larry Summers in this amazing piece, Time U.S. Leadership Woke Up to the New Economic Era, when he's the author of so much of the derivatives. What an amazing time to be alive and to have this Asia Pan-Pacific trade pact that's secret, that we can't even see, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, this is everything you wrote about and went on Lou Dobbs about, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, Dr. Corsi, and got scoffed at. It's all coming true. I mean, this is amazing. Dr. Corsi, what's really going on geopolitically right now, and what's happening with this new investment bank?
Well, a lot of what I did write about, like Great USA, which was, you know, 10 years ago, is happening now. What you're reading about the Asian bank is just the prelude to the attempting to create fear. Larry Summers is out there saying, oh, we're losing to China. They're having their own investment bank. You're right. All these international banks are run by the same group of globalists. But the long-term plan is here Obama's going to come in now next and ask for fast-track authority to get this Trans-Pacific Partnership approved, another deal we don't know anything about that's been negotiated in secret. And the solution will be, oh, well, we have to have a supra-Pacific, not just NAFTA. We'll subsume NAFTA into a Pacific Rim NAFTA, and then we'll involve China, and this will be the solution to the fact that we're getting excluded from China's Asia Bank. So all Larry Summers is doing is trying to create fear so that the globalists can jam the next global solution down everybody's throat, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I suspect we'll be seeing, now this is the prelude, very quickly, you know, the next crisis, the next manufactured news that the Obama administration will use to push the last crisis off the front page, which is, you know, Valerie Jarrett has been very good at manufacturing news so that nothing sticks, will be this: we're losing to Asia, we're losing our global position, so we need a Trans-Pacific Partnership, which just gives more power to the globalists and less freedom and autonomy to the United States.
And less jobs and more of a planned, managed economy over and over again, which you wrote about, I made films about. We've been talking about this for 20 years or longer, not because we're rocket scientists, but because it's an admitted plan. I mean, look at Europe having their leaders installed. You're predicting the EU breaks up. How do you see all this ending? Because what I've read from the Trilateral Commission plans that are public, and what Senator Goldwater talked about in some of the secretive Senate meetings that he was in, this was openly discussed, they create three global unions,
right?
Use those to suck dry the three unions, collapse those into one global super state run by private corporations that are anti-free market. Is that an accurate analysis?
Yeah, I think so. I think also Russia wants to play, and Russia's going to, the breakup of the EU will not be a reduction of globalism. It won't be the individual countries going back to individual autonomy and self-governance. It'll be Russia coming in to bail out Greece. And as such, Russia will want to include Greece in its alignment, and you'll have a Russian union that stands outside the global union that China seems to be willing to agree to grow. I mean, China and Russia, they may both be communist states. They're not on the same side of the table. Russia's always been closer to Japan and aligned with Japan, even since World War II, you know, when we ran merchant marine ships to lend lease to Russia, and Japan let them go. Russia and Japan have been closely aligned. Russia and China are at odds. You're going to see an EU structure that weakens and gets pushed into the transatlantic alliance, while the Trans-Pacific alliance is going to be advanced. And before you know it, we'll be in global governance again, and none of these global governances will have anything to do with freedom or the Bill of Rights or the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, because that, in the culture war attack that you're seeing from the left, is also being eradicated and undermined by saying, well, if you don't agree with the LGB LGBT agenda, you're a bigot. You know, if you believe in Christianity, you're not only...
If you want any type of borders and don't want to pay for everybody's free health care, you're a racist. If you don't want illegals voting, you're a racist. Just give in to our globalist agenda or you're a bad person.
Because the fundamental order that has to be broken down, that the left is now working aggressively to break down, is the United States of America as supporting freedom, First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, our limited government, and being, since the end of World War II, a power that could impose that kind of a moral business structure, a capitalist structure upon the world. That viewed as evil is being broken down, and what will replace it is globalism. And under globalism, everybody better start reading George Orwell and Aldous Huxley.
Brave That's right. Piratical combines that are the opposite of free market, while scapegoating free market as what we're seeing under globalism.
And producing 100 million people in the United States who are out of work, out of the labor force, and not needed. And in the history of the world, when you know the average person, when the middle class has been defined as not needed,
look out.
You set up the perfect conditions for genocide, for mass disease, for nuclear war, because you'll find the globalists talking about there's just too many people in the world and they're useless. I mean, the 100 million people, one-third of the U.S. population, you know, the working population, more than a third, not able to find a job, and just basically economically...
And they're setting up death panels and telling the yuppies how cool it is to kill your mom and dad. And then, meanwhile, our video's up on drugsreport.com. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. And when you look at Obama, I mean, I was a big critic of Bush, but my goodness, light speed opening the borders outside of law, light speed going after guns outside of law, light speed shutting down the power plants outside of law, light speed putting us under the UN, illegal treaties. And then, like you said, totalitarian treaties that take Congress's authority. This is classical usurping happening. But as long as they dress it up as trendy, it seems to be okay with a politically ignorant public. But there's still a larger minority becoming more and more aware. And as history shown, Dr. Corsi, if a large minority won't go along, no amount of tyranny can force it. What do you see in your crystal ball for the future of the confrontation by free humanity, true liberals, true Renaissance people versus the totalitarian leftist?
Well, don't give up the Second Amendment. That's number one. And number two is that, you know, the middle class is being destroyed. Totalitarian governments push everything to the top. There's going to be a wealthy class, the ruling class at the top, and everybody else who are serfs, slaves. And that's where the left, that's where all of this globalism ends up. The George Soroses are not going to suffer. He'll have, you know, not 1 billion. Next, we'll be having trillionaires instead of billionaires. Concentration of wealth under Obama is growing. But also, don't get confused to think that the Democrats and Republicans are two separate parties. You know, you've got an extension of the same kinds of principles that George W. Bush was pursuing, open borders, etc., just at a much rapid pace under Obama. And Obama was, you know, outright trained as a communist. Obama was raised as a Muslim. Obama is solidly in with the globalist agenda. And also, don't get confused that he's for the people. He's done nothing for African Americans. He's done a lot for Wall Street. Concentration of wealth.
Now, wait a minute. He did double their unemployment. I mean, that was, and put more of them in prison. So that's a nice thing to do.
That's right. But nothing positive. All the rhetoric, the communist rhetoric is just a rhetoric of control. It's a rhetoric of serfdom. It's now been introduced again under the Saul Alinsky and Cloward Piven of Obama because the people were conditioned to be able, propaganda-wise, you know, to utilize the racist theme. Hillary Clinton wins, it'll be the sexist theme. We're going to have another centrist Republican candidate on Jeb Bush being advanced. You know, and again, these leftist and rightist politicians are basically the two sides of the same
coin. Sure, who do you like, Ted Cruz or Rand Paul more?
I like them both. And either one of them would be worth supporting. And I hope that the two of them continue to advance and hope the two of them continue to...
Sure.
You know, they're going to have to fight the media. They're going to have to fight for campaign contributions. They're going to have to fight.
And I think they should own the fact that they're libertarian constitutionalists and not be ashamed of it.
They should outright own it, and they should proclaim it and argue for it. And they're going to have grassroots support, though, because they will be shut out from the car by the Karl Roves from the Republican established money, which will go to the Jeb Bush.
Well, that's why you got to support them. The establishment's attacking them. It's a no-brainer. Dr. Corsi, thank you for all the time. WND.com. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. What a smart guy on so many subjects. We'll be back with a news blitz straight ahead. I got a ton of it. And we'll play that UN clip calling for population reduction.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Broadcast live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, for the InfoWars Nightly News. Find showtimes and listings at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up, Obama criticizes Christians at Easter breakfast prayer. President randomly calls out less than loving expressions by Christians. By Christians. That's a Kit Daniels article. That's coming up. But this headline dovetails with the next. Court mulls revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. Feds, SOP, Standard Operating Procedure, 303 mobile phone kill switch policy, would endanger public if disclosed. That's right, where the government takes over all your cell phones, all your TVs, all radio, and broadcasts brainwashing. The Internet kill switch, which I think was Nightline attacked me about 5 years ago and said I was insane, we're talking about. A federal appeals court is asking the Obama administration, so they think you're dumb when they talk down to you like that. There's no Asia-Pacific partnership. It doesn't exist. There's no NSA. Fluoride's good for you. Now take it. Take the shots. We love you. Sorry. A federal appeals court is asking the Obama administration to explain why the government should be allowed to keep secret its plan to shutter mobile phone service during critical emergencies, close quote. The Department of Homeland Security, that means globalist foreign takeover every agency, that's what it really is. The occupational government takeover, Vichy French collaborator system, oh, I'm sorry. The Department of Homeland, I mean, literally, that's what it is. The Department of Homeland Security came up with the plan, known as Standing Operation Procedure 303, after cellular phones were used to detonate explosives targeting a London public transportation system. That's why the kill switch was put in, of course, to stop the MI6 terrorist. SOP 303 is a powerful tool in the digital age, and it spells out a unified voluntary process for the overly shutdown and restoration of wireless service during critical emergencies, such as the threat of radio-activated improvised explosive devices. That's why all the new phones, whether they're Droid or Apple, come out with kill switches the police can hit during demonstrations. No, it's about managing everything with Trojan horses in everything. The U.S. Court of Appeals, and by the way, the danger of hackers taking this over as an outside threat is much bigger than, quote, terrorist. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in February sided with the government and ruled the policy did not need to be disclosed under FOIA from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. But now another court's looking at it. Now that dovetails with this little jewel out of the Washington Post. Scattered power outages reported across D.C. D.C. utilities and Homeland Security officials, not servants, are investigating a power surge that temporarily knocked out power to the White House and parts of downtown Washington and other nearby areas. Boy, I wish it was powered stay off longer. The D.C. Homeland Security officials, instead they're turning off our power or jacking up our prices, said an explosion at the Southern Maryland electrical facility is believed to have caused the power surge that temporarily knocked out power to the White House. The explosion at the facility run by SEMCO, a customer-owned electric system that serves parts of the District of Criminals. And it just goes on from there. Look at this, though. Man serving 17 days in jail for overgrown lawn. And then we have another clip we played yesterday where the police chief or the head of the Fraternal Order of Police says, you know what, if you criticize somebody on Facebook, we're going to arrest you. There's no such thing as petty crimes. Free speech is a crime. But the problem is overgrown government, not overgrown lawns. Kit Daniels has that report. So throw the book at people for bureaucratic stuff, but don't bring an illegal alien in for drunk driving, as they admit they do, or don't let foreign bankers get in trouble when they steal trillions of dollars. That's just how the cookie crumbles on that front. And don't ask that the Asia-Pacific partnership be made public so the American people can know what's being voted on. Just have Congress sign away fast track to the president so he can decide. Sounds like a free society, doesn't it? Army says diversity training, this is USA Today, Army says diversity training sent wrong signal. Army officials are investigating a diversity training briefing at Fort Gordon in Georgia, which a slide about white privilege was inappropriately shown to soldiers. Yeah, that's just for the school kids. They don't want the soldiers in fighting with each other, so they know they don't want that, because you might have to actually be unified in war. But if you want to screw the country up, obsess over race all day and just bring up random, you know, race stuff like Starbucks does. The Equal Opportunity Briefing took place Thursday for about 400 soldiers, the 67th Signal Battalion, and then it just goes into how this would cause infighting and destabilize things so the Army doesn't want it. Well, I guess you don't want arsenic in the poultry either. What are you, a racist? FDA to withdraw approval for arsenic-based drug used in poultry. Okay, I'm wound up today. I'm actually doing my job. I'm going to come back and hit about 100 articles. Ready for that? I'm hitting 100 articles straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Coming to you live
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Unleash me! I'm ready to ride the lightning! Crank it up! From the album Ride the Lightning, the song is For Whom the Bell Tolls. Time marches on. Hear that amazing Dave Mustaine influence in every chord. And the tyranny marches on, and we march straight into it.
Biggest fight on the hill in the early days. Something killed in the fire.
I like this live rendition.
Something good on the road to the endless grave.
They fight for the right. Yes, but who's to say? For a kill, but we kill. What they do not know. Give them wounds of the brave. Set a fight to the last. The raging bull. Gotta save from the pain that they surely know. Time marches on. Sing it. hard to turn that off, but you got to kill it. Rand Paul, you want to see how far the info war has come, ladies and gentlemen, and how much we influence people, that you influence people. I was the first person I know of about 16, 17 years ago to start saying, put tape over your webcams. And we popularized it. Now you can go in businesses everywhere and see it. I was in a hotel in California and looked over and they had the cameras covered up with tape. People know. And something simple like that. In fact, I've said a symbol of liberty could be covering up the webcam. They're now selling for people to donate on the Rand Paul website. Don't drone me, bro. Because, see, they're going to go really popular with actually libertarians that aren't pro-war. I mean, he could really win, folks. Bridge the gap. So they're going to hit him with the racism charges because it's the opposite. And they've got a little blocker, a little NSA blocker, where it's a little plastic piece that slides over and then slides back like a camera lens for when you want to use the camera. Yeah, there used to always be lenses on things. There used to always be something to cover it up. And it says, Rand, we ought to rip this off because they're ripping us off, which is a loving thing to do. I mean, the greatest form of flattery is imitation. We should find out who's making this for them and come up with our own. Because it was always just a Band-Aid for us. We were the progenitors of this, gave birth to this, the granddaddies of this, so now we can come back home and maybe we can get these so inexpensive, maybe throw them in free with orders or something. But that's really smart of them, what they're doing. And they're going the trendy route. Trendies love socks. They've got Rand blue trendy socks. And they've got Rand Paul headphones. And Rand Paul car mats. Oh, this is really cute. Rand Paul flip-flops. Okay, I'm liking it. Rand on a stick, set of 12. And again, folks, they're demonizing him because he's pro-gun, pro-sovereignty. And, you know, he was reasonable about legalizing legal illegals who do the proper steps, not for total amnesty. So he misrepresented that to make it sound, again, he has the right wing and left wing attacking him for a reason. Because I know Rand Paul, and the White House makes a big deal out of this, and he's even running TV ads now about his association with us. And if Rand Paul's smart, he'll just say, I do support the radical libertarians. You know, the radical folks that helped found this country, not the radical socialists and warmongers. And I'm not ashamed of, you know, I'm doing your show on Fox News. What are you going to make a big deal out of that? A lot of bull on here. But if he goes with the Republican wonks that he's got in his inner circle that just want the next political job and the next one and the next one, that's all coming to an end or this country's going to collapse. All the House of Cards bull about how it's cute to get things done and kill the old people or blah, blah, blah. This isn't going to fly anymore. People are sick of it. All right, I said I'd cover a plethora of articles. That's one. Just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look at this one. World-renowned pianist censored in Toronto for questioning Ukrainian government. Man, I tell you, Canada basically told me, and George Norrie wants me to come up there and speak. I think I'll do it as a test at the end of the summer. But they told me, basically, don't you ever come back here. The only reason I was able to get in and was held for 15, 16 hours was because the media heard about it and made a big deal out of it. But top pianist has been replaced by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and accused of engaging in public incitement of hatred after she posted political opinions critical of the Ukrainian government conduct in the country's civil war. I mean, if you point out that most of the leadership are a bunch of Nazis, you get canned. Canada is now a great tyranny. Truly sickening. And again, I'm not on the Russian side or on the George Soros side, but George Soros started it. NATO started it. And it is a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mess. We do have a bunch of clips of Obama. I said I'd get to these if you're a radio listener. Infowars.com/show. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Here is Obama speaking to a group of school children today. And it wasn't flies accompanying dragon, but a swarm of bees. And the children scream in fear and run. What an image. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Can you see it? Oh, no, it's a bee. That's okay, guys. Bees are good. They won't land on you.
Now, see, Obama's from the younger generation.
Not
under total brainwashing that bees are all going to get you. These are the new children. You aren't allowed to run. You have to eat your wash prison food. Okay, who aren't allowed to play dodgeball. I mean, nationwide, they're banning running. This is the new jellyfish.
You guys are wild things.
You know, shot up full of so many injections, they probably can't even talk.
Now stop.
I mean, you want a jellyfish full of fear, you can scare her.
Off to bed. Well, to supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things.
Yeah, let him finish his PR front.
He wanted to be.
Well, he runs a murder off on you and your family. And screws your whole future over. Yeah, don't be afraid of the bees. Monsanto is going to take care of those for you, kids. And don't worry, I'm going to bust a you-know-what in you with these vaccines, and I'm going to rob your future bank accounts. So you just get ready for that, kids. Okay, let's go through the other articles now. Secret recording leads to dropping sexual assault charges against Uber driver, CBS News. Turned out he didn't do any of it. Tell you, man, this new feminist teaching that all men are just rapists, period, has women massive increases in fake rape reports because it's just the thing to do. I mean, all men are rapists. So they deserve to be called a rapist immediately, and that's just what needs to be done. We have one more Obama clip. This is him at the prayer breakfast. This clip's up on InfoWars.com. Obama criticizes Christians at Easter breakfast prayer. President randomly calls out less than loving expressions by Christians. Yeah, he didn't have time to talk about the hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in the last year by radical Islamists or how he was funding them. It was just, you know, there's some mean Christians that want to bake some cakes that quote the Bible, and we've all got to just shake in fear and give it a bunch of attention and act like we're all being abused and maybe have some liberals burn some more fake crosses and swastikas, you know, to get everybody fighting with each other. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned.
That's right. Let's criticize Christianity on Easter, you piece of crap.
That's topic for another day.
Just so sick of that slime ball, man. I tell you, what a piece of garbage. Funding the Muslim Brotherhood to kill over 20,000 Christians on record in Egypt in the last 3 years. Crucifying them upside down. That's what he'd like to do to you and your family. I'm serious. This guy is a usurper who hates you and your family, period. I mean, I cannot express to you that that's not rhetoric. This is a monstrous expression of evil. Ugh. And you know what? You don't pay your fake income taxes, they're going to take your house and everything you got. Oh, but if you're illegals, again, who they're just using, illegal immigrant children surge across border at highest rates since last summer's peak. And there's a video on InfoWars of the feds loading them on planes in Latin America to pay to fly them here. And again, it's all just to break the country up. Border Patrol, unsuspected truck drivers finding immigrants on board. Action 24 News. Poll, yes, more aggressive deportations, no to welfare, citizenship for kids of illegals, no. Who cares what the polls want? TSA is being criticized because they actually stopped some illegals from flying without IDs, and they've apologized and promised to let them fly without IDs, which we've gotten on video. So, again, you're above the law when you're an illegal. That's from The Intercept. Ryan Williams running around now with new lies about brain tumors or whatever. They're saying he may never come back. Just other examples. I mean, this guy's nothing compared to the other liars. Ryan Williams is an angel compared to them. And I'm not defending Brian Williams. Okay, let's get to the really important stacks of news now. I'm just moving across the board here. New York Times, we told you this was coming. Wasn't hard to tell you that. Just pointing out we told you last week that they'd call for autonomous aircraft and no more pilots. The pilot would be ceremonial, like a butler. It would basically shake your hands and hang out with you. So imagine a world without humans would be in a world without crime, a world without humans making decisions. Imagine what idea, what precept they're putting out here. It's the globalist takeover. I told you 15 years ago or more, they would then say that you have to pay higher insurance to drive your own car. And then after that, they'll just ban the mount ride. And that's in the news today. I'm about to get to that. Toyota and BMW are leading it. And sure, it sounds good. Hey, you don't see a car slamming on its brakes? The car will do it for you. Again, building a world without humans. And then next, they tax you by the mile. And next, they take control. And next, they can kill you whenever they want and say the robot malfunction. Mounting evidence that the co-pilot crashed a German wings plane into the French mountains. You know, it's not, hey, don't let people take Prozac or one of those drugs and fly planes or do anything else. No, 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 no. Just humans can't fly now. And by the way, the planes already fly themselves. That's why a lot of pilots say there's so many accidents, is because when the malfunctions happen, you're screwed. Mounting evidence that the co-pilot crashed a German wings plane into the French mountain has prompted a global debate about how to better screen crew members for mental illness and how to ensure that no one is left alone in the cockpit. Yes, you can't trust anybody. But among many aviation experts, the discussion has taken a different turn. How many human pilots, some wonder, are really necessary aboard commercial planes? One or none? And it goes into advances in artificial intelligence. They already have the autonomous plane. Well, what if somebody hacks it? Then there's an emergency overdrive and a human there who doesn't know how to fly anymore because that skill's been taken. What happens when the GPS goes out? What happens when they lose connection? That's why you'll have the toilet attendant there. That's what they'll do. They'll hand you, you know, kind of like at a fancy hotel bathroom. They'll give you a perfume on your hands or whatever. Let's move on to the next article. BMW's new sensors do the braking for you. Bloomberg Business. In the new episode of Spark, the German car manufacturer wants to cut down on accidents caused by human error. That's right. We'll save you. We'll fix you. New Chevys. I was driving a rent car. Like, have sensors when you get near the line. Go bzz, bzz, bzz. It just happens constantly. It's just hellish. Mathematical radar may improve car and drone vision. Cars to have them to take control. MIT technology. Yes, and of course it radiates you. NASA-funded program will use spider robots to build a home for mankind in space. Yeah, except there's not a plan to build one for the general public. More scientists doubt salt is as bad for you as the government says. How many scientists have we had on saying the problem isn't salt, it's artificial salts, artificial fats? If you don't have good fats, you're going to die of brain damage. Your arteries are going to disintegrate. It's what your body's made out of. There's a reason, you know, other animals, things like wolves, go right for the fat first. But again, Michelle just says you're not going to have any fat. You're going to eat rotten GMO. For years, the federal government has advised Americans that they're eating too much salt. And this is the excuse contributes yearly to the deaths of tens of thousands of people. But unknown to many shoppers, urged to buy foods that are low sodium and low salt, the longstanding warning has come under assault by scientists who say the typical American salt consumption is without risk. Don't tell Bloomberg that. They don't want to stop you having aspartame or MSG or arsenic in the turkey that was in the news today. That's not a problem. The problem is fat, period, and salt. Because if you don't have fat and salt, you're going to be a gibbering idiot with a low IQ. Let me tell you who's smart. You see these workers, the illegals, coming in from working at the highways or whatever, sweat all over them? And what do? They go in and they get little flavored salt packets, not MSG, and they sit there and they eat them with a tea or a beer. And then they get happy because that's normal. You go in and you work as a laborer? That's what people used to work as laborers here, the southern diet, all the salt and the fat. You come in, you put salt all over everything because you've been sweating all day outside. Why do you think Mexican chips have salt all over them? That's a diet for laborers. So, yeah, if you don't exercise, you don't eat a bunch of salt. If you're exercising, you don't get salt, you're going to have all sorts of cramps and problems. But don't worry, they got prescription drugs for your Charlie horses. They're not going to tell you to eat a banana. They're not going to tell you to eat some salt. They're going to tell you to line your beer with salt. They're going to tell you that you need to go take some medication. I'm going to go to break and come back and hit another 15, 20 articles. I haven't even gotten to the big kahuna articles, but I'm going to hit those when we come back. I may even do overdrive just to finish all these stories I said I would. I think I've covered about 80, 90 or more, about 100 articles so far today or more. I think this is a grand slam today. That's my goal, to cover more news. Kind of need a program director around here telling me to get in line, but I guess I am the program director. So that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, by the way, Childies is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23, 24 organic, concentrated, known ingredients that calm people down but give them energy at the same time and give you focus and clarity, the whole nine yards, and double-blind studies, you've all heard them. Just one of the ingredients in here has a better effect than all the crap they try to put kids on. You can find out more about Child Ease. It's just a leading national best-selling formula souped up a bit for us at a very low price, $19.95, 4 ounces. That is a whole bunch of dosages. And I've been giving it to my children for 3 months, just finally came in officially for us with amazing results. 1/8 of a teaspoon for 1 to 5, 2 to 3 times daily. 1/4 of a teaspoon, 2 to 3 times if they're older than that. And it's powerful, Child Ease, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Try it out with your children. See what it does. InfoWarsLife.com. Consult your physician if you're scared of natural things, or 888-253-3139. It will sell out. It's an introductory batch we got. Tell us what you think. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Well, Rand Paul's presidential announcement has been censored. We were looking for it on YouTube as well. We'll have to go to his website to find it, or they'll have to put it up there themselves. It was censored by YouTube. Because he's the guy you want to vote against, obviously, because the whole system's attacking him at every level, and they're scared to death of him. So he wants to audit the private Federal Reserve and repeal anti-gun laws. Just a horrible person. YouTube's copyright system has taken Rand Paul's presidential announcement offline. Washington Post. It didn't matter. Rick Perry's videos with Back in Black are still up, and Obama can use any music he wants without copyright. Some of the music, Freedom of 76, I bet they didn't even complain. It was a bot, has pulled the video. If you're looking for Rand Paul's presidential announcement on YouTube, bad news. As of writing, the video has been blocked by the video streaming site thanks to a copyright claim from Warner Music Group, as Vox Andrew prop cop spotted. Why did Rand Paul quote liberally from Waka Flocka Flame in his announcement? Did he hum Ween's Freedom of 76 while praising the virtues of freedom? No, the answer is almost certainly something else. And it just goes on from there. So that's how the system works. Don't think it's an accident at all. Here's an idiotic headline out of the LA Times. Intent of Russia's military aircraft near U.S. shores remains unclear, and the Pentagon won't say. Well, they're drilling to launch cruise missiles at the U.S. and have a nuclear war. That's what Russia's been saying. Oh, gee, what's this for? We don't know. We don't know nothing. And if we check it out, we're conspiracy theorists. If we can say 2 + 2 = 4, we're racist, too. Because thought is now a crime in this empire of BS. Man, I'm sick of these totalitarians and the jelly-like public just groveling to be gang-raped by every criminal organization on the planet. Let's get to the other news. Yeah, sorry. British government warns superbug epidemic could wipe out 80,000, RT. And by the time they're warning you of this, 80,000 a year there alone, already superbugs are already wiping people out. Minnesota finds lethal bird flu in 2 more turkey flocks. Reuters. Fleas test positive for black plague. I added the word black. It's politically incorrect to say the black plague. Nothing to do with black people. It creates black pustules. But just, you know, don't call it that, ladies and gentlemen. Just it's racist. Just suspect we're not even going to talk about the bubonic plague or black plague. Just racist, racist, racist. Brown bags are racist. Conchino County officials are taking precautions after finding fleas. Well, fleas are black. Oop, racist. Collecting in a Pitcher Canyon Northeast. By Flagstaff, tested positive for the plague. Well, there you go. Sure, it's racism that caused it. Fukushima radiation. I meant to spend an hour on this, and I will tomorrow. We're going to get some guests on and really cover this, because now it's in mainstream news. Statesman Journal. Fukushima radiation has reached North American shores. Seaborne radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear disaster has reached North America, including plutonium, which has a multi-billion-year half-life, so you might worry about that a little bit. Scientists at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute detected small amounts of cesium-134 and cesium-137 in a sample of seawater taken in February, and then just they're telling you about it now, from a dock on Vancouver Island, British Columbia. This is the first time radioactivity from March 2011, triple meltdown, has been identified on the West Coast shores. That's not true. They found it in tuna, AP. They found it in milk in Wisconsin. And in Vermont, from the air. So I don't know what they're saying. Woods Hole chemical oceanographer Ken Bushlisher emphasized that the radiation is very low level, that aren't expected to harm human health or the environment. For the nightly news tonight, I want you to pull all the mainstream news about seals dying from radiation in Alaska, the articles with the tuna caught off San Diego with 3 times the level. That was like 2 years ago. This is pure bull. All right, we're out of time. I didn't get to everything. I got to most of it, though. I got to quite a bit of it, though. And I'll see you back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Tell your friends and family about this broadcast. The system doesn't like it. Nightly news tonight. Be there, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we will sell out of the new Chaldees. It's an incredible formula. InfoWarsLife.com. Support us.
Radio Network.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.